Shin Mem Hei Sif Yud. If you have something that's laying or shtrabim, that's less than 3 tefachim tall, it's bolted to shtrabim. Shmuel explains less than 3 tefachim is not a chiluk, it's just the atzma, it's bolted to shtrabim. Even if it's kites, it's thorns, or it's soya, it's dung, things that no one ever step on, still it's bolted to the karka of shtrabim. Let's say it's 3 tefachim tall, or anywhere from 3 to 9 tefachim tall, up to 9, 3 to 8.9 tefachim tall. So then it's zon rishus, if it's 4x4 tefachim, it's a karmelis, and 4x4 means 4 tefachim each way, length and width. We don't say like 6 times 2 or 6 times 3, it has to be 4x4 to be a karmelis. If it's not a real 4x4, it's considered mokum b'torah. It's 9 tefachim tall, so then if people lean on it, it's considered parish shtarabim. If b'nei shtarabim lean on it, 9 tefachim is a good height for something, a pillar to lean on. So if b'nei shtarabim use it to lean on it, then it's considered the part of the shtarabim itself. And even if it's not 4 tefachim wide, it would not be not karmelis, not mokum b'torah, rather it would be considered part of the shtarabim. Some rishayim say, Mishtabur brings down that it's really coming from the Torah. Chabad just calls it the Yeshayimrim. Some rishayim say that even if it's more than 9 tefachim, anywhere from 9 to 10, if people lean on it, it's considered part of the shtarabim, and even if it's not 4 tefachim tall, the ma'aseh pasuk, the first shita, that they have this din of rabbi mekasvav, that people lean on it, it's considered part of the shtarabim, that's only exactly 9 tefachim. Anything else between 3 and 10, if it's 4x4, it's a karmelis, less than 4x4, that's a malkum p'tur, and it's mutter in all directions, has no diem to it. And once it's 10 tefachim and up, so then if it's 4x4, it's ma'amish shiachid, if it's less than 4x4, it's malkum p'tur. Even it's adjacent to a wall, and you can carve out of the wall, and so on, make it 4x4. We don't do that. It's 4x4, it's a shiachad, and less than 4x4 is makom b'torah. Similarly, if you have a guma, you have a pit, a rishrabim, like a groove, a pit, rishrabim, less than 3 tefachim deep, it's considered par rishrabim. It's not kaveh rishus for itself, no matter how wide it is, Mishnah Berurah says. If it's more than 3 tefachim, it's from 3 till 10, so then if it's 4x4, it's a karmelis. If it's less than 4x4, it's a makom b'torah. Once it's 10 or more tefachim deep, then it's a shiachad, as long as 4x4. Less than 4x4, it's a malkum b'torah. So less than 4x4 is a malkum b'torah. More than 4x4, from 3 to 10 is a karmelis, from 10 more is Rosh Yochad, side going up, side going down. Except they're going up by exactly 9 tefachim, you can have a different rabbi makasvav. If people lean on it, it becomes considered part of the Rosh Rabbim. Now, what if there's stuff in the guma, and therefore it's not so noticeable how deep it goes, because there's stuff inside, there's water and other stuff that you can see through. So then the machitzas work, and it's considered as a rishus, be it karmelis or shiach, whatever it is. If it's full of pears, full of fruit that you can't really see, even if you plan on taking the fruit out, right now you can't see the mechitzas, you can't see how deep it is because of the pears, then it's not considered its own Rosh Hashayachid. The Mishmur brings to the Rajba that only the pears that are tevel or something that's muksa is mevatel the mechitzas. But if it's something that's not muksa, which you could take out, that's not mevatel the mechitzas and could still become its own Rosh Hashayachid. See, if your base, Rosh Hashayachid, only goes to 10 tefachim tall, above 10 tefachim in Rosh Hashayachid is considered malkum b'torah. See, if you throw something and it hits the wall, Rishrabim, let's say a dvela shmena, like a juicy piece of cake that hits the wall in Rishrabim above 10 tefachim, so in Agni Chayiv, it's considered that land in Malkum Batur. If it lands less than 10 tefachim on the wall, it's considered land in Rishrabim. If you throw Rishrabim and it lands against the wall, Rishrabim less than 10 tefachim off the ground, land in Rishrabim, Yachayiv. If it lands above 10 tefachim from the ground and gets stuck to the wall, that's considered a Malkum Batur, that's nothing. Because above 10 tefachim is not Rishrabim, it's not Karmelis, it is considered a Malkum Batur. Now, if you stick a stick, a kli in Rishrabim, it has a kli on top that's 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide, that kli be Rish Yachad, even though everything around it will be Rish Yachad. So if you gimel, if you have churim shviksalim, you have holes in the walls of Rishrabim that don't cut through all the way to Rish Yachad. So now, if they're less than 3 tefachim off the ground, so then they're considered part of the karka like everything else. But if they're more than 3 tefachim off the ground, so then they're not considered part of Rishrabim, and based on their shape and their size that we had previously, begin the siman, that'll be kaveh, what halacha they have.